Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. It hasn't had a permanent home for 2.5 years, but now there's a deal in the works to return Philadelphia's intercity bus terminal to 10th and Filbert. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
The deal would have the Philadelphia Parking Authority run the former Greyhound terminal at 10th and Filbert with the aim of restoring bus service there by next May. The Parking Authority would charge fees to bus companies to use its loading areas. Legislation to authorize the fees was introduced in City Council Thursday. That revenue, says Parking Authority Executive Director Rich Laser, would pay for refurbished waiting areas, ticketing stations, and restrooms. He says it's a goal to finish by the summer of 2026.
I think it's extremely important, especially with Philadelphia being on the world stage next year, that we make sure visitors come to a facility that, again, feels safe, clean, and aesthetically a part of our city. And we want it to be successful.
Since Greyhound left its lease at 10th and Filbert in 2023, passengers have been picked up and dropped off with no permanent shelter or facilities, first at 6th and Market Streets and currently near Front and Spring Garden. The district attorneys from Bucks, Chester, and Montgomery counties are calling on the state legislature to take action on what they call unregulated, unsafe, and illegal THC products being sold over the counter in gas stations and vape shops across the state. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwort reports.
Montgomery County DA Kevin Steele says the shops in question have essentially become the neighborhood marijuana dealer.
Unlike alcohol and tobacco, there are no state laws on restrictions on selling any of the products to anyone of any age, meaning children have full access.
The 10-month grand jury investigation looked at products bought over-the-counter and legally from vape shops, finding all 144 products purchased violated the 2018 Farm Bill, despite labels claiming otherwise. That Farm Bill legalized all hemp products as long as the THC levels are under a certain threshold.
The grand jury recommends swift legal action. A bill that's cleared committee in the state Senate would create a cannabis oversight board similar to the Liquor Control Board. Governor Josh Shapiro's administration is urging Pennsylvanians to support their local food banks to help them get through the looming crisis of the SNAP food assistance cutoff. KYW's Pat Loeb has more.
Pennsylvania has joined 24 other states in suing the Trump administration to keep SNAP in place, but it's unclear if they'll get a decision before the situation becomes dire for those who rely on the benefits. Tara Davis of the Central Pennsylvania Food Bank says her staff has been preparing for an overwhelming wave of demand.
They're scared. They're watching the shelves get lighter, and they're wondering what happens when nothing is left.
The lawsuit demands the Trump administration use a contingency fund to pay for SNAP while the government is shut down, but state officials say the long-term solution is a federal budget.
SNAP benefits will stop unless there's some action by Saturday. Rescue and recovery efforts are underway across parts of the Caribbean, where Hurricane Melissa left a path of death and destruction. In Haiti, officials say dozens are dead or missing after the storm caused severe flooding and landslides. Cuba also sustained extensive damage, and crews in Jamaica are using chainsaws and machetes to cut through downed trees to reach communities cut off since Melissa made landfall there earlier this week. Emergency relief flights are now landing in Jamaica, with crews distributing water, food, and other basic supplies. Here in Philadelphia, KYW's Vic Raghupathy tells us the Jamaican community is rallying to provide all the relief it can.
Just a feeling of helplessness.
Because he's here in Philly and so far away from them, Vincent Heath says he's anxious thinking about what his loved ones in Jamaica may be going through amid Hurricane Melissa.
They have a meal. They're able to get water. It's the roof on.
And donations are being collected at Besco Shippers at 54th and Baltimore Monday to Friday from noon to 4, and at True United Church in Ogun Sundays 10 to 3. Monetary donations can be made at supportjamaica.gov.jm or at Concessing's New Testament Church of God.
Volunteers are encouraged to email Christopher Chaplin, Jamaica's honorary consul in Philadelphia. A proposed tax for ambulance services in Swarthmore, Delaware County is being scrapped after its namesake college steps up and pays a $1 million tab. KYW's Justin Udo has the story.
The Borough of Swarthmore's fire department took care of a large portion of their EMS needs for years. They were funded in part by Swarthmore College as well as Crozier Medical. But when Crozier shut down, they were left without critical funds.
The borough was considering at first implementing what's called an earned income tax.
Swarthmore Borough Manager Sean Halbum says that money was to go to a new ambulance service Swarthmore is putting together with surrounding communities. But Swarthmore College is putting up $1.2 million to fund the service over the next year.
The college contribution has allowed us to fund that gap without having to implement an earned income tax, which has been very well received by most of the public for obvious reasons.
The parties will reconvene next year to discuss the college's contribution towards the service in the future. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.